100.9 WIFM. Hope everyone's having a wonderful Saturday morning. I'm Joel Hooper, and I'm joined in the studio with our good friend Jeff Edson. And we're here to talk about the incredible event that took place on Thursday at the Liberty Explore Elkin. Hello, Jeff. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Joel. Thanks for having me in this morning.
All right, Jeff, let's talk about the event that took place on Thursday there at Coley Hall at the Liberty down there at 222 East Main Street, of course, downtown Elkin, and the event was called Explore Elkin. What took place?
Well, it was a wonderful event, and I was so moved by the enthusiasm and the support the community rolled out for. We were hoping to have about 200 people come up, you know, but we didn't know. We could have had a small turnout, but we had something in excess of 250 people showed up. We collected over 200 email addresses, which will help us promote this effort moving forward. And what I'm really excited about is the whole concept of the evening was to start a conversation around a shared vision, and we were wanting to get community ideas. And we collected over 300 individual ideas around the topics we were talking about, which will really enable us to come up with follow-up conversations around specific ideas and topics of interest and concern and whatnot that we can work on. And second piece of that is we had over 175 people sign up for subcommittees and follow-up roundtable discussions. So it's a lot of excitement, a lot of involvement, and a lot of engagement by the community, and we're really, really excited about it.
We're talking with Jeff Edson about the Explore Elkin event that took place on Thursday at the Liberty. Okay, Jeff, now, what's the next step? I'm sure that's what a lot of folks are interested in wanting to learn and how they can get involved if they weren't involved on Thursday because this is going to steamroll. What's the next step?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, Joe. One of the first things we're doing in our initial charge of this Explore Elkin committee by the mayor was to provide some music programming and some activity in downtown to help drive visitors and traveling tourism, but also to provide residents with fun and engaging events and get more activity downtown. So initially, we have several events planned. The first thing is on May 5th, there will be what started, we're calling Food Truck Fridays. We're going to have four food trucks at Elkin Farmers Market from 11 to 7. So lunch and dinner will both be available from 5 to 7. There'll be beer and wine offerings from our local brewers and local wineries. And we'll also have music from 5 to 7. So that's one of the first events we're planning. We're then going to start on May 18th, live at 5, downtown at the Farmers Market starting out, which will be a music event from 5 to 7 or 7:30. There'll be beer and wine available at that event as well. And so those are two of the initial events we're planning. But on the other side, with all the moving parts, we've got so many areas from downtown revitalization to the use of creative uses of the old Chatham property, to event planning, to addressing housing issues. And we're going to have follow-up roundtable discussions. So we're going to take all the ideas we got Thursday night, and we're going to accumulate them by topic, and then we're going to arrange follow-up, more structured, sitting around the table and hashing out specific topics. And so we've got a lot of people signed up willing to come together on those individual topics. So we'll be reaching out to those folks and scheduling follow-up meetings to really try to get a to develop the vision of where we want to go with this.
Explore Elkin, and we're talking with Jeff Edson. Okay, Jeff, let's ask our listeners out there, if they were a part of it, great, on Thursday. If they weren't a part of it and they still have some ideas, or they just want to be a part of this vision, this dream, what do they need to do at this point?
Okay. I'm sorry that I don't have this with me today, but we have set up an email address for Explore
Elkin.
Okay.
That's fine.
We will get that out through the paper, through the radio, whatever. I hope we're going to be doing a weekly, Explore Elkin event. So we'll get that email information out to people. They can call GNB Energy's office in Elkin and ask for Natalie Edson's number, and she can give them that email address information. We would love to have the broader community flood us, in all honesty, with ideas and involvement. We would love to have anybody, whether you were there Thursday night or not, get involved in this process. So we'll be trying to manage that and get that word out and organize those community roundtable discussions. But anybody is welcome to come and be involved.
And I think what we want to let our listeners know as well, this is not just a Town of Elkin initiative. This is not just the city limits. If the Town of Elkin itself, quote unquote, can be revitalized, it's going to, I hate to use the word trickle down, but it's going to spread.
Right.
And it's going to help not just, obviously, Elkin, but the entire Yadkin Valley.
That's exactly
and right. That's the big thing. So if we do have listeners this morning here on this Saturday that are listening in Wilkes County or in Yadkin, in the Wilkes Boroughs, or in Boonville or in Mount Airy or up in Sparta or wherever they may be, we want those folks to get involved too, because this is going to benefit everyone. If we can get folks coming in and enjoying the Yadkin Valley and Elkin, everybody's going to benefit from this, aren't they?
Joel, that's exactly right. We are reaching out to the Surrey wineries, the Yadkin wineries, the everybody in the area that offers of something of appealing to visitors and residents alike. And we hope to wrap this whole effort in marketing and in coordination to where we can really, you know, help people get the word out of what they're doing. And when people visit the area, it'll be easier for them to get the information of what's going on in this area. And it's not just in Elkin by any means.
Right.
We're focused, you know, immediately on the core, because the downtown is the heart and soul.
That's right.
And, you know, in this area, immediate area, Elkin's downtown is the heart and soul. But Elkin's downtown benefits Jonesville, and Jonesville's commercial strip coming into town benefits Elkin. You know, it's a whole community. We offer a whole lot more than any of the individual pieces can offer up separately.
Talking with Jeff Edson, it was an incredible night. We don't want to leave anyone out, Jeff, but the folks there with the Liberty and the food and just the atmosphere, Sam Taylor, Luke Mears, those guys there, they did an incredible job there. The music, it was awesome. I mean, it was like an event that had been going on for some time. It didn't seem like an inaugural event or a one-time or one-off deal. It seemed like something quite literally that has been going on for a long time.
Well, you know, this is actually just a continuation of an effort that was started back in 2004 when Tom Gwynn organized a trip out to McMinnville, Oregon. And a group of Elkin citizens went there and looked at what that town had done. And they had embraced the wineries and traveling tourism and what have you. And they picked up ideas. And looking at the pictures they took while they were out there, it's amazing the things that we've achieved in Elkin that were positive that they learned. The Liberty, there's a facility out in McMinnville, not nearly as nice, actually.
Right.
But does the same type thing in downtown as the Liberty. So there was a lot of parallels to that. But, you know, this effort's been ongoing. This is kind of just a kickstart, a restart, maybe a re-energizing of that existing effort and getting more people involved and saying, okay, this is where we were 20 years ago. Here's where we are today. Now where are we going to go? And it was really exciting.
And one thing that I thought was very interesting on Thursday evening, there was a complete plethora of people there, young and young at heart, at like, if you will. I mean, and that's what made me feel good, is there were folks that were there that were of all ages. And that showed me that there are young people in the area that are interested in Explore Elkin, middle age, and we'll just say young at heart, people that are interested in Elkin. And what I thought was really neat, I was there with people that are Elkin natives that have been here all their lives, and I was there with people that have moved into Elkin and or are interested in moving into Elkin. So that's what really made me feel good, is that there was an incredible view of life, if you will, and that's what made me feel good.
Well, I think that's a good point, Joel, and it was exciting to see folks, you know, that have been here all their lives, folks that are moving in, and we did have two young couples, actually, that are looking at moving into Elkin right now, and what a good, you know, testimony of the community make them want to embrace this community and move here.
Jeff Edson with Explore Elkin, and we're folks here in the coming days, months, weeks, months, and moving forward here at WIFM, we are so excited to be on board with this initiative. Anything else before we leave, Jeff, that we want to let our listeners know here on this Saturday moving forward? You have the floor. What do you think?
Moving forward, I would just encourage you to get involved. And as you see these food truck events and Live at Five, please come out. You know, we put these events on. It's critical that people show up. And, you know, if you come, you'll have a blast. And so please come out and support those events. Please reach out to us and get involved on some of these follow-up discussions and committees. And I do want to just say a special, just a generous thank you to the people that actually poured out financial support on that evening. Skip Whitman put forth a tremendous challenge, a match challenge to people that were there. and we raised something in excess of $25,000 on Thursday night.
Wow.
And so, you know, as we look at programming these events, we're a good ways down the path of, raising the money necessary to do that. And, you know, I think we had something in excess of 200 people that gave money.
Right.
So it's a broad, broad group of support. And we're just really excited. And I just want to thank everybody that came out last night and thank all the people that will get involved as we move forward for their involvement. And Joel, thank you for having me today.
Jeff Edson, thank you, my friend. It's Explore Elkin. And it was kind of, it was just incredible on Thursday there at the Liberty. Revitalize, reinvent, renew. And that's what this is all about. And we do want you as a listener out there to join the conversation, because every thought, every feeling, every idea that you have, I promise, means a tremendous amount. And we want everybody to get involved. This is going to be a lot of fun.
That's exactly right. We are going to have a lot of fun with this, Joe.
Jeff Edson, I'm Joel Hooper, 100.9 WIFM.